Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
On the Good Day program, my voice sounds pretty normal, does it not?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better to you.
Under the circumstances.
You've been doing some moving, right? Kicking up some dust?
Yeah, lots of dust. Lots of dust. Lots of dust mentally,
yeah,
emotionally,
right?
You name it. There's dust flying everywhere. Speaking of emotions, Ron Goldman's family is not appreciative of the People versus O.J. Simpson, the television show on FX. Goldman's father, Fred, Ron Goldman's relative. So we're talking about his father, Fred, who's probably been the most visible over
Definitely.
The years of
Fred
all of the
family.
Fred
and the sister, too.
Yeah, the sister.
Yeah. On Steve Harvey discussing the series, Kim Goldman says the show feels like pouring salt on an open wound.
I bet.
She says, I don't know what the probative value of the show is. It's everywhere all over again, and people are tracking it, and they're thinking about it and talking about the murders. And so what's the point? Well, the point is that television is there to make money. They tell stories, and a lot of people are not happy with a lot of the things that go on television, but that isn't going to keep them from doing it because there's an audience. Obviously, there's an audience. It's the best thing FX has had on it for years in terms of results and ratings.
Ask you guys a question.
Yeah. Mm.
Is this the first, because, my lifetime is about, prime time for me was O.J.
Yeah.
Is this the first time a murder was glamorized like this on TV? I'm trying to remember. I think the Menendez brothers were glamorized, and they came before O.J. or after?
Glamorized, you mean by
before
making 86. It a big production?
Sensationalized.
Those were that, if I'm remembering correctly, Rick, you can check it, but I believe the Menendez brothers were 1986.
Yeah, somewhere right around there.
They were not in the 80s. They were definitely in the 90s, because I remember
Menendez.
Yeah. I know they were in the 90s because my...
Then it's 96. There's a 6 somewhere in there, I think.
There's a 6. I see a
somewhere
6.
There's a 6, yeah. Yeah. So, all right, we'll see what the... The Menendez brothers and all the... For those who don't remember, the Menendez brothers killed their parents.
Oh, it happened in 89, but maybe they went to trial in the early 90s.
You ready
I remember
the,
my friend had a crush on them.
The 10 most televised murder trials?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. The 11 most murderized. Ted Bundy, number one.
Yeah.
William Kennedy Smith, 1991, number two.
What a little worm he was.
Jeffrey Dahmer, 1992, number three. Number four, the officers who assaulted Rodney King. Number five, Lyle and Eric Menendez, 1993. Number six, O.J. Simpson, 1995. Number seven, Phil Spector, 2007 and 9. Number eight, wow. Lindsay Lohan. This is just trials.
What?
Number nine, Casey Anthony, 2011.
Sure.
Number 10, Dr. Conrad Murray, 2011. And
Michael Jackson's doctor.
Yep.
Number 11, Jodi Arias, 2013. Mm-hmm.
That's so, a movie. Yeah, isn't there being a movie being made about her, I think, now?
So Ted Bundy's the only one from the late 70s. Everything else is 90s and 2000s, Jen.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's television and pop culture. Because what happened around late 80s and early 90s? Do you guys remember?
Late 80s and early 90s?
What was the invention? It was called Court TV.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
Court TV came out and they started televising all of these trials.
Yep.
And I think Court TV was more impactful than even the 24-hour news cycle, because we weren't at the 24-hour news cycle back at that point. It was just about rolling out
channels.
Made Nancy
Grace a star.
Right.
And it's about the only way you would have made somebody like that a star. Oof.
Yep.
All right. Center for Immigration Studies report this week. Data from ICE. Senate Judiciary Committee having hearings on immigration problems. Committee is not releasing the names of information. These names, listen to this. Wait till you get a load of this. There are, I had the graph in front of me and I just did. I love this. I got a graph in front of me and I hit my wand?
It's called a mouse.
My mouse.
Your cursor. Right.
All right. So just let me tell you what I remember. Here's what I remember. There were of the 138 murder cases in California, 124 are illegal immigrants. and they were released from jail, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. The criminal aliens released by ICE, who had been convicted of all kinds of crimes, responsible for crime sprees in American communities from coast to coast, ICE takes them out of jail and deports them. So they just go back to their country, and then they figure out ways to come back to this country, and they're free.
Look at the
change their identity, do all kinds of things.
Yeah, the guy that killed Kate Steinle had been doing that. He was deported like four times.
Oh, wrong one.
How's it going, Reggie?
Hold on a minute.
Ice, baby.
Ice, baby. I think they kind of say this in their head when they're walking around collecting illegal aliens.
I would probably. You mean like they have a theme song when they go on a bus?
Yeah, you know they have a theme song. Right. Ice.
Jeff's checked out. He's like, nope.
All right, I'm reading a study on Q-tips now.
Oh.
I've moved on, Richie.
Clean ones or dirty ones?
If a Q-tip is part of your shower routine, you might
be
using the cotton swab to clean out the wax from your ear canal.
Right.
And you know how good it feels? I did it this morning. What a satisfying feeling.
Ew.
No, it's great.
When you get something, you mean?
No, like,
but it feels good to stick some in your ear.
Ew.
This cleaning ritual is counterproductive. Could we move on now? Thank you. And possibly dangerous. You might see some residue on the swab. You're probably pushing wax further into your ear canal.
Yeah.
That's what they say, but I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I think it feels good. I think it's fun to see something when you pull out that
Q-tip. It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
How often
Sniff
do you do
it.
That?
Keep it.
Put it in your museum of body
shapes. Keep them at the end of the week. Compare which day was the best day.
And there you go.
Wow, Wednesday.
And I get so amazed by the fact that one of my ears always like has more gunk, but it's never the same one. It's like
more gunk. Mine is the right ear, has more gunk than the left ear.
Your right ear dominant, apparently.
Apparently, yes. All right, Jennifer loves to talk about food. Richie loves to talk about food.
And
I love
wax.
Talk about food. So it's time now for us to visit the What's Cooking portion of the Good Day program. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, this lady.
Has.
So out of touch.
Shared her breakfast smoothie recipe.
Yeah.
Includes an herb called moon dust, which is good for your old woola woola woola. Unga bunga lunga.
For your moon, if you catch my drift.
And a daily smoothie following Gwyneth's recipe will only cost you
$223. A smoothie, just FYI.
It's one smoothie. Let's see here. She's on her own website sharing this. She said to have one every morning. You'll be detoxifying yourself.
But she
and
says
broke.
Here.
Big.
Yeah, and Vanity Fair, no. My smoothies don't cost $200 each.
Really? Well, if you go to Goop, Richie.
They're not cheap, she says.
OOP, go to Goop, and you will see something counter to that. Meanwhile, in other food news, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, another story. Oh, boy.
What?
They're making the bee disappear at Honey
The mascot's
Nut Cheerios.
Going away. Yes.
Oh, by the way.
They're making a statement, Rich, about the bees disappearing.
They say $10.52 for the smoothies.
So where the Goop site says $223.
And the story out today said that, too. Who knows? But here's the thing. Can we go talk about the bee now?
Honey Nut Cheerios had a bee, and it's going away.
The cute little bee mascot. Well, now it's just a silhouette of the bee because they're making a political statement about how bees are disappearing from the environment. Here's why this stinks.
Are these GMO?
Yes!
I don't know.
That's getting at.
Go ahead.
Cheerios has got to use. We have to look because I don't want to throw out allegations. But cereal is like one of the top offenders of genetically modified junk that we're eating. And the reason the bees are disappearing, you dummies at Cheerios, is because
they have
so screwed up the seeds that there's nothing left to pollinate.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Sorry.
No, that makes me
crazy.
Yeah, it is. It shows you how these people can get away with stuff because the average person doesn't know and still isn't thinking about this.
Well, everybody is just, so busy trying to make a political statement. It's like, let's think through this. Let's just have some common sense. Come on.
Says, under 2014, Under pressure from consumers, will stop using genetically modified ingredients.
Cheerios to make is?
Original Cheerios.
Oh, but okay. Who makes Cheerios? Kellogg's?
General Foods.
The oats used to make Cheerios have never contained any genetically modified organisms. The company did make changes to its sourcing for cane sugar and beet sugar.
All right. Time for food for thought here on Good Day. What is the worst food combination you can think of?
Anything at 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning on your way home from Georgetown.
Tuna fish and mint chip ice cream.
Hamburgers and whipped cream.
That's pretty gross.
That is pretty gross.
I'd do that.
Richie, you want to try?
Yeah, I'd do that. Okay, I'm not a big whipped cream fan, but that doesn't gross me out.
Then that's the problem.
Tuna fish and ice cream, that's pretty gross.
Ooh. Tuna fish and ice cream. That is gross. But just think about it.
Sardines and ice cream.
Oh, sardines are just awful no matter what. Ah, the smell and never mind anything else.
A lot of oils.
Yeah.
You should eat them, though.
But at what cost? I'll have the capsule thing.
A cat? Who eats sardines but a cat?
My father used to eat them out of the can.
My mother-in-law does.
Drive me nuts. Yeah. Your mother-in-law eats them out of the can?
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Is that something older people do and it's not... Can you even get sardines in a can anymore?
You know, yes, you can.
Really?
The first time I went to Colombia and they ate the whole fish, you know, I'm typical American. I like seeing my food come out of a saran wrapped styrofoam package from the grocery store, mm-hmm. already cut and clean for me. And you go to Colombia, and here's the whole fish, and they eat the eyeballs.
Ah.
They eat everything. There's nothing left but the bone.
Have you ever eaten a fish eyeball, Rich?
I've never eaten one. My wife has. I've watched her.
Can we change the subject for a minute, please? Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Wants to be the next trendy health food.
You're so right.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Not the obvious choice for a nutritious snack,
but
Nestle wants to change that. Hot Pockets has been aware of this perception for a while. Some of the things that they are reevaluating at Nestle include calories in a Hot Pocket, portion sizes of the Hot Pocket, simplifying the ingredients in the Hot Pocket, and how good it tastes. There's a lot of science going on.
Have you ever had a Hot Pocket, Dougie?
I have not.
Really?
Am I missing some? Well, they're all meat, aren't they?
Not all of them.
It's basically melted.
I'd have one if it was spinach and cheese or something.
Melted,
like that.
Molten hot cheese inside of a dough pocket with some kind of other ingredient in it.
So, the only one I like is pepperoni pizza, and I usually buy the light one, and it's about 250 calories.
But they've got to be full of preservatives, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course. But the bummer about Hot Pockets is, you know, you take them out of the plastic wrapper and then you put them in that little crisping sleeve, which, come on, let's be honest, it doesn't really work.
Really?
And then the stuff goops out the side because it gets too hot. It like explodes out the side and then all your fillings in the microwave and not in your tummy.
Huh.
Oh, look, they're going to have a whole grain crust.
There
Doesn't
you
that
do.
Sound healthy?
I know.
Whole grain crust.
I love how people slap whole grain on. They're like, health food.
Is there
Ignore the pepperoni and the cheese.
Is there still a recall on DiGiorno's Lean Cuisine and Stouffer products because Nestle somehow or other got messed up in the factory? You know, last Friday, I believe there's a recall that was instituted on DiGiorno pizza, Lean Cuisine frozen dinners, and all of Stouffer's bread, because they all come out of the same place.
Glass pieces.
The glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's still out there. So if you got some, bring them back to the store and get your money back. Sounds like a guarantee for a product. We advertise here on the Good Day program. 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Known as El Presidente, this four-time All-Star won 245 games during a 23-year career and pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League history for the Montreal Expos.
Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So where is Dennis Martinez now? The first Nicaraguan-born player to appear in the majors, Dennis is an icon back home. The ballpark in Nicaragua's capital is named Dennis Martinez National Stadium. Previously a spring training instructor with the Orioles, Dennis was the Nicaraguan manager in the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to be selected to be the manager of this ball club. We got a lot of young people. We got a lot of spirit.
Dennis Martinez, El Presidente. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Oil money now means amusement parks and luxury hotels in the middle of the Arabian Desert. World-famous automaker Ferrari is building Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi. This massive energy-consuming behemoth will contain over 20 attractions, including the world's fastest roller coaster, traveling at speeds exceeding 125 miles an hour. Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi is at the crossroads between Europe, Asia, and Africa, using enormous volumes of fuel and power, spreading 5 million square feet of landscaping in the middle of the oven-like desert. 35,000 tons of steel and a 2 million square foot roof, all centered by a 65-yard long Ferrari logo. And all this, we're told, is really for a handful of regional kids who wanted to ride a water slide through a giant fake Ferrari engine.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who makes better lovers, short men or tall men? Well, here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Short men, because they have something to prove, have a better shot at winning the race. Short guys have no problem playing leading men in movies. Tom Cruise is certainly no physical giant, nor is Sylvester Stallone. And 5'4" Alan Ladd, a yesteryear's movie star, had to stand on crates to kiss his leading ladies. To take it a step further, usually dictators are short, handling power far better than tall people. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, short men have something to prove. They overachieve and excel in ways you don't expect, even in the love department. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Golf Scorecard for Android is a simple digital scorecard for golf. It works fine, but why is it $4?
For
Golf Scorecard.
Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Listen, Richie, this music, we do the rumba, or what is this?
This one is called Cinco de Hip Hop, no. Sir.
Rumba dumba. Oh, this is hip hop.
Latin hip hop.
La 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 la. See? La. Yeah. Hey. 51 after, this is good day.